Michelin Center.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Vice President Kamala Harris at the Munich Security Conference in Germany, speaking out about the death of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny.
My prayers are with his family, including his wife Yulia, who is with us today. And if confirmed, this would be a further sign of Putin's brutality. Whatever story they tell, let us be clear. Russia is responsible.
Yulia Navalny receiving a standing ovation when she spoke about her husband at that conference. He could be fined up to $370 million and barred from ever doing business in New York again. Former President Donald Trump will hear the verdict in his civil fraud trial later this afternoon. He's already been found guilty of vastly inflating his worth in financial filings. Money being donated to the GoFundMe page for Lisa Lopez Galvan, the radio host shot and killed by the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl rally this week. One of those contributing, Taylor Swift. This is ABC News. President Biden heads to East Palestine, Ohio today, a year after a train derailment spilled thousands of gallons of toxins, forcing hundreds out of their homes.
The president will deliver remarks outlining his administration's response, including how the federal government is holding Norfolk Southern responsible. President Biden has faced fierce criticism for waiting so long to make this visit. The White House said this week it's a trip he's been wanting to make, but wanted to make sure it was the right time to do so. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
University of Iowa's Caitlin Clark making history. Last night, setting a new scoring record in college basketball.
The 6 foot Iowa senior breaking the record on a 3-pointer from 30 feet.
That was the only way to do it.
Clark now the highest women's scorer in NCAA history, thanking her fans, teammates, and coach.
It takes a village to become, you know, something like this and build something like this.
Dave Packer, ABC News.
China is trying to build the world's fastest train. So far, it has hit about 400 miles an hour, but the goal is 1,200 miles an hour by the year 2030. A Chinese missile maker designed it. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC, Lancaster and Richland Center is your GIA dealer. See Fuller's for quality route service, milk time checks, and inflation maintenance. Visit fullersmilkercenter.com.
The forecast calls for a high of 28 today with some sunshine. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy and cold, a low of 10. Saturday, a high of 30, partly cloudy and rather breezy. Saturday night, a few clouds and breezy and 22. And Sunday, 37. It will be a touch warmer on Sunday. Monday, a high of 42. Right now, southwest winds are at 10 miles per hour. After the early reading this morning of 23, we have inched and crawled our way to the current mark. It is 26 in Richland Center on the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge.
100.9 WRC.
Dusting, knuckle busting, back breaking week, bailing, grabbing, throwing, stacking, unload and repeat. Yeah, all day long had my mind on getting off and getting paid. Gonna sign the back, turn it into cash, and tell that Taylor thing. He's about to fire me up a good time. Got all my drinking boots. Gonna hit every honky tonk, shoot that turkey off the roof. By the end of the night, it'll be alright. There's nothing left but smoke. And the old lights round town, burning this paycheck down. Oh man, hey, there's nothing wrong with a two-step song and a cry of a steel guitar. While the country's playing, I'll be staying, filling them tip jars. Till I can't count, gonna cover them rounds for every girl I know. Making that haze, making it rain everywhere I go. About to fire me up a good time. Got all my drinking boots. Gonna hit every honky tonk. Shoot that turkey off the roof. By the end of the night, it'll be alright. There's nothing left but smoke. Neath and neon lights round town, burning this paycheck down. Oh, 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 yeah. stealing, grabbing, throwing, stacking, unload and repeat.
Good morning from WRCO. We'll talk to sports guru Mike Clemens coming up. He was at the Super Bowl, so we'll find out a few Super Bowl tidbits from behind the scene coming up with Mike. And later this hour, your chance to win with Tony Johnson and Center Cinema Twins movie trivia.
She was dressed to kill. I was in my booth. So I had to pick for the uptown time. Yeah, but we talked for a while in a corner booth before closing time. She caught me by surprise. She said, "Give me a dirt road, the windows down. You wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet." She said, "Give me a six pack, some Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away." Yeah, in a Chevrolet. I think I feel in love right then and there. We were out the door before the end of the song. I said, "Where to?" She said, "I don't care. Just don't take me home. What you waiting on? Just give me a dirt road, the windows down. You wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet." She said, "Give me six packs of Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away." Down, wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet. She said, "Give me six packs of Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one.
Mike Clemens joins us on WRCO Radio. He's back from the Super Bowl where he was hanging out with Jordan Love. How much fun was that, Mike?
A lot of fun. You know, you're seeing your boy, your young quarterback grow, and it would, man, he walked through Radio Row. Well, there's about 300 radio stations, networks, and local stations like ours, and I mean, people were just jumping across the room to get him on and see if they could join him. And so he's standing there and coming up with an entourage of people. He was there working for, what was it, Old Spice. Old Spice. They tend to get some of these younger players. I remember a couple of years ago, there was a receiver from the Vikings who had played his rookie year, and I recognized him because the Packers had gone against him a couple times. And I just went over there and said, hey, are you free? Can you come on and do a radio interview? Oh, yeah, sure. That was Justin Jefferson.
Wow.
You know, got like a half-hour interview with him. And so you have to recognize some of these guys. But I saw him coming off this network table talking to some guys, and he did a kind of a double take and pointed at me, and I kind of waved, and he says, what are you doing? I said, interviewing you, bud. You know, so he talked to the schedule, said, can I talk to this guy? And he came over and did an interview with us on his schedule of talking to the networks. He did Dan Patrick show, the national show, for about a half hour, and was just brilliant, clever, funny. You saw another facet of this kid's personality, which is why somebody asked Brian Gutekunst at the end of the season press conferences, when did you know that, you know, we were talking about last season, when did you know that Jordan Love, you know, could be your quarterback? And he said, 2019.
Wow, yeah. They obviously did, because they saw something in him.
Yeah, yeah. So awesome. That was great. That was a real bonus.
Yeah, it must have been. Any other funny stories or things that kind of stand out behind the scenes, Mike?
Well, you know, Vegas pulled it off. They had a tremendous turnout in terms of crowd every Super Bowl, and I was surprised. But, yeah, even Vegas kind of struggled with the logistics. There's security checks, and there's things that they change. They turn streets into one-way streets and blockages and all that. So they had a lot of traffic problems. So that's something to consider, you know, as a fan when you're going to one of these things. But, you know, the darn game, and there had to be a Taylor Swift factor involved in this. And the fact that it was a good game, an exciting game. I saw some people that, you know, cover sports or sports talkers. Like one guy said in the third quarter, this is more like watching a soccer game. Like, you know, come on, man. You know, give it a chance, you know. Understand you got a pitcher's duel going on right now. You got some two good defenses out there. And then, of course, it turned into one of the best of all time that went into overtime. And from a game standpoint, you know, the odds makers – were all had the 49ers and that strong roster as the winner in this game, and because the Chiefs had their ups and downs all season. Remember, they got beat by the Packers.
Oh, sure.
There was one spot there where they lost 5 out of 8 games. So they pulled it together toward the end of the season. But how about this? How about plays like, you know, okay, so the Chiefs have to punt again. The ball goes up in the air. They're trailing in the game. It bounces off of some kid named Daryl Luter, off his leg. Now it's a free ball. The Chiefs recover, and on the very next play, Patrick Mahomes lines up and, you know, step, plant, throw, and throws a dart to Marquez Valdes-Scantling, the former Packer, and they score a touchdown off of a mistake like that. And that's why the Chiefs are the champions, because they have that kind of execution. And Andy Reid sat down with Peter King right after the game in a closed-door office, and he made it clear, you know, it's not just me. He says, Matt Nagy, you know, makes some great calls and works with him. That's his offensive coordinator, the former Bears head coach. But there's just things that Patrick is doing at 28 years old, like in practice. They threw a defense that he didn't know was coming at him. It's something that he thought that maybe the 49ers might pull on him. And he still managed to scramble out of that, hit 83, 30 yards downfield for a touchdown. And, you know, the coaches, they're all – he said when they were looking at the tape of that practice, he turned to his offensive coaches, Andy Reid did, and said, you know, he said, could you ever get enough of that? And Matt Nagy turned to him and said, no.
No.
No. No. So they're riding on the coattails of this tremendous – gifted athlete whose timing and footwork and his throws, his arms, are the best in the business.
Well, it cost the 49ers defensive coordinator his job. I was kind of surprised about that.
So was I, only after 1 year, you know. And D'Amico Ryans, he ended up becoming a head coach down with the Texans. Robert Saleh moved on to become a head coach with the Jets. But, you know, the Shanahan thing, that really got blown out of proportion, because he did say after the game, they said, so, you know, why did you take the costs and some of the decisions you made in the overtime? And he said, well, you know, we wanted the ball third. So at first you thought, okay, well, that's a typical Shanahan answer. Well thought out, really smart football guy, guy that can name past Super Bowls, you know, and big plays left and right. A guy who grew up with football with his as his dad as a head coach. But then they kind of broke that down, and they went to some of the other players. And Kyle Juszczyk, the fullback, he kind of had some. He said, you know, I didn't even really know about the new overtime rules. And Eric Armstead, veteran defensive lineman, he says, you know, they put up the new rules up on the scoreboard, and I was reading them like, oh, so even if we do score first drive, they still get another chance at the ball? Yeah, yeah. Well, so everybody's ripping Shanahan because they would ask, and then they ran and asked the Chiefs players, what did you think about the overtime? Oh, yeah, Andy Reid, he talked about that for 2 weeks during training camp. He broke that down, and we had scenarios about that. Justin Reid, their safety, talked about that. So there was a great story that stirred up a lot of things. I don't know if that really makes a difference in the game. I mean, if you're Brock Purdy and you got a third down and you know, you're in the red zone, you got to complete the pass. You got to get it in the end zone to score. That's really what makes the difference. But, boy, Shanahan took a lot of heat for that later this week, and, you know, his defensive coordinator being a scapegoat.
No doubt. Well, the Bucs are struggling, Mike. You know, another loss last night.
I don't get it. I don't understand what's going on. They are now 3-7 under Doc Rivers taking over in their 10 games so far. They're headed into the All-Star break, and it seems to get worse instead of better. I mean, they were in Memphis last night, Phil. Memphis is the most banged up team in the NBA this year. They've gone through like 18 starters. They've had 31 different lineup changes because of all the injuries. They're missing three starters last night. And yet they managed to beat the Bucks last night, 103-100. Bucks took a late lead, and Memphis able to respond. And then Doc Rivers comes, and he breaks it down. He says, you know, that we will line up properly defensively, but then with like 5 seconds left on the play clock, the guy just makes a fast break. He runs past, you know, our coverage and scores, and we don't have guys that adjust. They don't seem to be understanding what's going on. He also says then the next play, two of our guys are in the wrong defense, so, you know, we don't have communication. And then he delivers the dagger. He said this toward the end last night, and it was a five-minute press conference. He said, we've got some guys that are here and some guys that are already in Cabo, referring to Cabo St. Lucas, like they've already packed their bags for their All-Star break vacation. And that's like, oh, man, that's going to be interesting to see how those Bucks players react to that when they get back from their vacation to the Caribbean.
Right, exactly. You know, he said some things. He pointed it out. He knows what the trouble is. The problem is getting the guys to agree to fix it, right?
Well, yeah. The other thing is, boy, Giannis has been really quiet lately, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has. Not on the scoreboard or rebounding or anything.
No, yeah. You know, so I don't... You know, and there's other people now that say, you see, this is, you know, same old Doc Rivers, man. He grates on some of these players, and he's a disciplinarian, and he points this stuff out, and, you know, you got to stroke those egos just the right way. I do know, though, this, that his breakdowns of these games are far more detailed than we ever seem to get from Adrian Griffin, so you don't know if Griffin actually understood some of those things or was, you know, always just trying to maintain popularity with the locker room, which he may have, and... some of the guys that are with that team every day are beginning to say it's not like, you know, that this all these players wanted to see Adrian Griffin go, that they were truly shocked that he lost his job. And I don't know. But at the end of the day, I guess it's going to have to come up to Giannis to try and figure out how to get these guys back together and on the same page. At the same time, you know, I think Doc Rivers has got to find some way to find out what he can do. He's been demanding about defense. So while they're working and thinking about that, they're not playing free, they're not shooting free, and they're not putting up 140 points a game. And so they have these up and down games. They beat the Nuggets, you know, the defending champions. So you know, that was good, but then they don't show up for Memphis, and it becomes a head scratcher. And they're dropping, man. They're in third place now in the Eastern Conference, a team that everybody thought at the start of the year was going to dominate the whole year all the way to the finals.
Oh, ain't happening. All right, Mike, good stuff. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. Have a good weekend. Thank you, Phil.
Mike Clemens joining us on WRCO Sports today.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care and now has a new facility to complement this great care. Reputation, one more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Gunderson Boscobel Area Hospital and Clinics proudly welcomes family nurse practitioner Karen Lomas to our growing primary care team. With local roots and a diverse nursing background, Karen is passionate about helping patients reach their health goals through personalized care and support. Visits with Karen include wellness exams, women's health, acute illnesses, and management of chronic medical conditions. To schedule an appointment with Karen, call Gunderson Boscobel today.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Some of the great buys this month include PrimeGuard Ultra Pure DEF 2.5-gallon jug is on sale at $8.99. Plus Ace Rust Stop 15-ounce spray can is 2 for $12, and Ace Premium 12-ounce can is 2 for $10. Also, Ace Basic Furnace Air Filters are still on sale. Buy 3, get 1 free, and stop in to see these and many other products at Richland Center, Muscadet, or Ace of La Crosse. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Coach Johnson would love to spread some health and hope this month. In honor of Valentine's Day being the 14th, I'll provide 14% off this month for those who place a new order with me. You can reach out on Facebook or contact me at 608-604-7751. Others took advantage of last month's offer, and that group is down over 100 pounds already. Are you ready to lose weight, maintain, or add muscle? Our program can help. You know me, I love to coach. Contact Coach Johnson today, have an informed conversation, and get 14% off.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation. At Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, they're bringing the old with the new, like Oliver Tractors and Holton Trumpets united. Forget the old rusty notes. They're here to jazz up your water game. So if your well water is feeling a bit out of tune, call the Water Maestros at Advanced Pump and Well. Don't let your well be a solo act. Visit Advanced Pump and Well, where laughter and water flow freely.
The best blend of your favorite music, 100.9 WRCO.
Sunday prayer, more back road than a front pew. I ain't always been tight with the man upstairs. Them scriptures, I can quote a few. She's a cross on a chain and a red wine stain on her mamaw's hand-me-down Bible. I heart Tennessee, John 3:16 on the bumper of a white Chevy Tahoe. She's a little up there, down here. Puts a little King James in my John Deere. Thank the Lord the girl's got my back. Hangs her handle by my car hard hat. I'ma raise a little hell, she's heaven on earth. The grace to my grit and the rain to my dirt. I'm a little down on cold beer. She's a little up there, down here. Amen. Amen. shotgun seat. It's like G-O-D hurting S-O-S. I'm one lucky S-O-B. Yeah, I could see me and her in a stained glass church, just married cans rolling down the highway. Yeah, when life gets a little bit sideways, she's a little up there, down here, puts a little King James in my John Deere. Thank the Lord the girl's got my back, hangs her head all by my car hard hat. I'ma raise a little hell, she's heaven on earth, the grace to my grit and the rain to my dirt. I'm a little down on cold beer, she's a little up there, down here. John Deere, holy water in my 90 proof, little angel in my red wing boots. She's a little up there, down here, puts a little King James in my John Deere. Thank the Lord the girl's got my back, hangs her head all by my car hard hat. I'ma raise a little hell, she's heaven on earth, the grace to my grit and the rain to my dirt. I'm a little down on cold beer, she's a little up there, down here. I'm a little down on cold beer, she's a little up there, down here.
Coming up next, news, weather, and sports, and community calendar for a Friday. Yeah. Kelly Bradley on WRCO Country and Community. An update at 11:30 is sponsored by Harvest Guest Home. There's always family here.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Vice President Kamala Harris at the Munich Security Conference in Germany, speaking out about the death of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny.
My prayers are with his family, including his wife, Yulia, who is with us today. And if confirmed, this would be a further sign of Putin's brutality. Whatever story they tell, let us be clear. Russia is responsible.
Yulia Navalny receiving a standing ovation when she spoke about her husband at that conference. He could be fined up to $370 million and barred from ever doing business in New York again. Former President Donald Trump will hear the verdict in his civil fraud trial later this afternoon. He's already been found guilty of vastly inflating his worth in financial filings. Money being donated to the GoFundMe page for Lisa Lopez Galvan, the radio host shot and killed by the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl rally this week. One of those contributing, Taylor Swift. This is ABC News.
How important is family support and affection to you? The answer is obvious. It's a basic need, most important to the elderly who thrive and feel safe when surrounded by caring family. This is Joe Flores, owner manager of Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living. Love is the foundation of everything we do here. We have staff who live among our residents, looking after their changing needs, knowing their habits, their preferences, sharing their joys and sorrows. Harvest Guest Home provides personal care and supervision to older adults. But beyond personal care is the unique insight and sensitivity to the needs of every individual, a special friendship with family members, heartfelt support and affection for the elderly. Come visit and feel this family atmosphere. Harvest Guest Home, 647-8205. There's always family here.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. In girls basketball tonight, River Valley will be home against Potosi-Cassville, and the Weston JV will be at Richland Center. Boys basketball games include Highland at Cassville, Fenimore at Iowa Grant, Mineral Point at Riverdale, and Darlington at Boscobel. It's Mauston at Wautoma, Richland Center at Prairie du Chien in boys basketball, River Valley at Dodgeville, and Lancaster at Platteville. Wazika Steuben is at Weston, North Crawford at Kickapoo, and Seneca at Ithaca, which we'll have on WRCO FM 100.9 tonight. The Packers being tabbed as one of five NFL teams that are capable of making a big move in 2025. You can say they already made it by qualifying for the postseason this year. Green Bay was the youngest team to win a playoff game. Quarterback Jordan Love led an offense that improved from 15th to 9th in the league and seems poised to move much higher. New defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley has to improve the defense, but five of his starters coming into the training camp were top 100 draft picks. The other four teams expected to move higher by CBS Sports are the Houston Texans, Cincinnati Bengals, Indianapolis Colts, and the Los Angeles Rams. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.
Scott Industries is hiring for manufacturing positions in Muscadet, Wisconsin. Machine operators start at $15 per hour. You may earn $20 per hour or more through incentives. All night shifts receive a $2 per hour night bonus. Work at modern state-of-the-art facilities. Excellent profit-sharing plan, medical and life insurance, paid holidays and vacations. Apply at Scott Industries in Muscadet. Call 739-3171 for an appointment to fill out an application.
The newly remodeled Family Thrift Shop is open for business and accepting donations during store hours Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 9 until 5 and Saturdays from 10 until 4. Come and shop locally where the profits from your donations and purchases stay in our community and help support other nonprofit organizations. We appreciate your support and look forward to seeing you at the Family Thrift Shop located at 120 South Main Street in downtown Richland Center. A high of 28 today, northwest winds at 8 to 15. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy and cold, a low of 10. Saturday, partly cloudy and rather breezy, a high of 30. Sunday, upper 30s, and Monday, 42 degrees. Currently in Richland Center, it is 26. Community Calendar is sponsored by Triangle Quick Stop, home of the Friday Fish Fry. A Red Cross blood drive is going on today until 5 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Baraboo, and from noon until 5 today at St. Anthony and Philip Parish in Highland. Appointments can be made by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, by visiting redcrossblood.org, or by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. The 25th Annual Cazenovia Turkey Busters Fishery will be held Saturday from 8 until 3 at the Lee Lake Boat Landing in Cazenovia, and prizes will be awarded. Free milk and cheese will be available Saturday at the Park Street Christian Church Seminary Door, and the Little Lamb Closet will be distributing free birth to two diapers and more at the Park Street Door. Knights of Columbus Council 3492 will be hosting bingo Saturday night, starting at 6:30 at the Richland Center Community Center. The River Valley FFA will host its annual pancake breakfast on Sunday from 7 until 11 at the Arena VFW. And Second Harvest Food Truck will be in Boscobel on Tuesday at 9:30. They will be at the Corpus Christi Catholic Church parking lot.
Today is the day. It's Friday Fish Day at Triangle Quick Stop. Delicious fish served hot and fresh all day. TKS also serves Chester fried chicken and potatoes daily, plus noon specials Monday through Thursday. Pick up Piccadilly pizza, breakfast sandwiches, muffins, cookies, donuts, bread, buns, milk, pop, beer, and snacks too. Open 4 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Friday, 5 to 10 Saturday, 6 to 10 Sunday. TKS, your 24-hour mobile fuel center, Richland Center.
23 minutes before noon, coming up, the trivia question of the week from Tony Johnson. It can net you a great prize from Center Cinema Twins. We're at 27 right now. Here's the group Five Roses.
Sunday drive to south of town. Got Chesney turned up and both windows down. Looking at you, looking at the view. Got me thinking. Yeah.
I was a boat stuck in a bottle that never got the chance to touch the sea. Just forgot on the shelf, no wind in the sails, going nowhere with no one but me. I was one in 100 billion, a burnout star in a galaxy. Just lost in the sky, wondering why everyone else shines out for me. But I came to life when I first kissed you. The best me has his arms around you. You make me better than I was before. Thank God I'm yours. I was a worn out set of shoes, wandering the city streets. Facing the crowd, head looking down, lost in the sound of a lonely melody. Empty pockets and a roulette, always landing on a lost bet. Just live for the spin and hope for the win, go all in just to lose again. Never got the chance to touch the sea.
Tony Johnson is here with Center Cinema Twins. What is showing this weekend, my friend?
Well, we have Madam Web, which is with Dakota Johnson and Sydney Sweeney. And then we on the other side, we have The Chosen, episodes 4 through 6. And we have a couple showings. You can go out to our website or Facebook, and you can reserve a spot for a couple free showings. But we have additional showings of The Chosen, episodes 4 through 6. So last couple weeks, we showed 1 through 3. So we'll have a couple weeks of 4 through 6. And then the end of the... start of March, we'll have 7 and 8. So we'll wrap up that. We have Madam Web, which is a Sony Marvel, and then Anybody But You, which is kind of a good old-fashioned, it's rated R, but it's a good old-fashioned rom-com.
Okay. And what about Dune 2? What can you tell us about that?
Oh, we're looking forward to Dune 2. It's coming in March, and we'll have it. And we've confirmed it with our friend Ashley, our booker, and just really, really excited about it. And if you watch the Super Bowl at all, it was just all over the place on the Super Bowl, and has a wonderful cast with Florence Pugh, who was in Oppenheimer. You have Timothée Chalamet, which was in Wonka, Josh Brolin, and on and on and on.
Yeah, there were a lot of promos for movies during the Super Bowl. That had to make you happy, didn't it?
Yes, there's been times where, you know, whether it's through the strike or through COVID, that we didn't have a lot of ads, and it would be like, hey, we have a movie coming out, and it's going to go on streaming. So it's nice to see the other way, and I think the studios see the value of having movies in cinemas and at the drive-in.
Well, we want to give a nice prize, a pass for an upcoming movie to some lucky listener today. What is Tony's tough trivia question of the week?
Oh, this is about Dune. So there's a series of books people are probably familiar with. I think it was a married couple that created these series of books about Dune. And they actually tried a Dune movie in 1984, early 80s. And I had quite a cast. It had a young Sean Young, if you remember her from kind of 80s and 90s fame, mm-hmm. Patrick Stewart, Kyle MacLachlan, which I think he was in Twin Peaks, if people remember that show.
Yep.
And there was also, he's been an actor a few times, I think, but he's more famous for, I think, yoga and singing. He was in a band, but he was more popular, probably. You may argue with me. But more popular alone, and he spent a lot of time in maybe the Fields of Gold. And he was in that movie. Who is that actor?
The original Dune. Okay. Sounds good, Tony. That's one from your era and my era there a little bit.
Absolutely. Got to bring that out. So.
Yeah, you bet. 608-647-4155. You know the answer. And Tony, you have a good weekend.
You too, sir.
Tony Johnson joining us from Center Cinema Twins. Call now and win.
Listen up, area contractors or handymen. All American Do It Center can help build your business. We have the tools and materials for the job, plus our rental center is here with equipment you may need from start to finish. Our delivery service can deliver to your job site's doorstep or rooftop, so you don't have to stop working. From deals on clearance items to continuing education and in-house charge accounts, we have you covered. Let our team at All American Do It Center help build your success. Visit allamericandoitcenter.com in Thomas, Sparta, and Richland Center.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all. Great news! Strang's at Richland Center is not closing. Instead, we're excited to announce that they will be under new ownership. They continue proudly to offer top quality products from trusted brands like Lennox, Goodman, A.O. Smith, NEC, and many more. At Strang's, quality is not just a promise, it's the hallmark. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Strang's has always been about people helping people, and your satisfaction is their priority. Experience the legacy of Strang's under new ownership. The same reliability you've known for years, now with a fresh perspective. Strang's, where experience meets commitment, and they're here to serve you better than ever before. With this being Valentine's Day week, the Okooch Mountain Humane Society encourages you to remember that the greatest gifts that you can give your animal companions for Valentine's Day or any other day of the year aren't the treats that they beg for or the toys that get lost under the furniture or in the yard, but rather the respect that you have for their well-being, the patience and kindness with which you treat them, the quality time that you spend with them, and your love. Happy Valentine's Day week to you and all of your pets from the Okooch Mountain Humane Society. All About Pets is a service of Strang's in Richland Center, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership.
Hi, my name is Molly. I'm a third grade student at St. Mary's School. St. Mary's Elementary School and the Knights of Columbus will be hosting a drive-through fish fry on Friday, February 16th in St. Mary's School's parking lot from 4:30 until 7. We will be serving baked and fried fish, baked and cheesy potatoes, coleslaw, applesauce, and a garlic biscuit. The cost of the meal is $11, with the option to add extra fish for $2 per piece. Again, the drive-through fish fry is February 16th from 4:30 to 7 at St. Mary's School. See you there!
No winner yet in trivia. Again, the question talking about the musician who was featured as one of the lead actors in the original Dune back in 1984. 608-647-4155.
The Hillsboro Lions Club invites you out to bingo this Sunday at Hillsboro Community Center. Lunch will be available starting at 11:30 and bingo will begin at 1 sharp. Both regular and progressive bingo will be played. Progressive white bingo sheets will be sold during the first and second sessions only. Come enjoy a great day with your friends from the Hillsboro Lions Club at the Hillsboro Community Center this Sunday afternoon starting at 1 sharp.
Wisconsin voters, listen up for important information about a recent decision from the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The court has ruled that Wisconsin's current state legislative maps are unconstitutional. While Wisconsin is closely divided between Democrats, Republicans, and Independents, these Republican-drawn maps have allowed them to keep big majorities in the state legislature, even when more people voted for the other party. Republicans have used these rigged maps to stay in power and serve their special interest friends, while being unaccountable to Wisconsin voters, undermining progress on important issues that Wisconsin really cares about, like rising costs, gun violence, and abortion access. Now, the Wisconsin Supreme Court has ordered that new maps be drawn to protect our freedoms and make sure our voices are heard. Visit abetterwisconsin.org/fairmaps to tell the Wisconsin Supreme Court thank you for standing up for fair maps. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Congratulations to Michelle Cherney, the winner of trivia. It was actually musician Sting, who was in that original Dune movie all those years ago. 40 years ago? That can't be true.
You say you love me, and it's inviting to go where life is more exciting. But I was raised on country sunshine. I was raised on country sunshine. Green grass beneath my feet, running through fields of daisies, wading through the creek. You love me and it's inviting to go where life is more exciting. But I was raised on country sunshine. I was raised on country sunshine. I'm happy with the simple things. A Saturday night dance, a picture show, and the joy that the bluebird brings. I love you. Inside of me, I love you. Please believe me. I wouldn't want you to ever leave me. But I was raised on country sunshine. Yes, you love me, and it's inviting to go where life is more exciting. But I was raised on country sunshine.
Jane, I'm looking through your window pane. I heard you're back in town. Well, I've got some cheap cigarettes, your favorite beer, baby, where the drips I always dream about. Oh, yeah. We'll chase the moon, ride stars, find the muscle in his car. I know still got something there. Come on, I take my hand, feel my heart, girl, understand. I got a thunder pounding in my chest. Hey, I can't see who's nothing but mine. And girl, tonight, let's go crazy one more time. We've all grown around where I'll gently lay you down. And I'll try to tell you how I feel. But you place your finger on my mouth, whisper, baby, no, not now. The night is young and we still got time to steal. Hey, I can't see who's not. easy one more time. My jeans, I watch you fall fast asleep in this small town sky, fade from black to blue. No apathy from my eye, but you'll never know, cause darling, I'll smile as I wave goodbye to you. Hey, I can't see you's nothing but mine. And girl, tonight, let's go crazy one more time.
More on WRCO. Phil Nee, hoping that you have a great rest of your day and enjoy your weekend in Southwest Wisconsin. I'll be back your way tonight with boys basketball, wrestling tomorrow as well, as we bring you the latest in high school sports. Taking us to the afternoon, Russell Dickerson.
I gave you hell on Friday night, all about that single life. I gave my mama a reason to pray, didn't care about trying to change, no. I gave my all to those empty bars, they always left me with a broken heart. Never really ever gave love a thought, man, as soon as I swore it off. God gave me a girl, girl gave me a kiss, kiss gave me a feeling. Girl, girl, give me a kiss, kiss, give me a feeling that I still